President Bush said today he will carefully examine the recommendations for reform made this week by the commission that investigated the September 11th attacks. In his weekly radio address, Mr. Bush said the commission's recommendations will guide our efforts to protect the homeland. He did not specifically address the proposal for a new position to oversee all intelligence agencies. For their part, members of Senate and House committees have agreed to delay vacation and hold hearings in August on reform. Forming the intelligence community. They decided to get down to work after the 9/11 commissioners issued their report on Thursday in an unusual spirit of bipartisan unity. We spoke with one of the commissioners, Democrat Richard Benveniste, yesterday, and asked him how the panel achieved such consensus.
We recognized at the very beginning that if we were not able to put aside our own partisan feelings, and all of us are R's or D's, that we would not gain the confidence of the American public. We recognized also that there was a hunger in the country for the kind of unity of purpose that we all felt after September 11th when we were attacked.
I'm wondering if there are any specific issues that you can recall or share with us where it was really difficult to get this consensus.
I think there were some issues relating to how we would go about getting the information. We had a toolbox that provided us with the subpoena power. There was a reluctance to use that subpoena power by some. Ultimately, a combination of the use of subpoenas, the threat of the use of subpoenas, and simple persuasion allowed us to obtain access to information that no other commission had, the Congress didn't get, but we eventually obtained in order to make our report as full as it is in compliance with the objective of providing an authoritative account.
Were there any things that were left out of your report in the interest of maintaining this unanimity?
You know, Brian, I think maybe some edges were sanded, but nothing essential was left out. We went through several drafts of this report together, virtually line by line, over several weeks. And I think we're all well satisfied that we have produced a report that we are proud to put our names to.
Looking back on this, is there anything that you would change about this process or the authority that you had or the way things worked?
Well, we would have liked to have the luxury of more time and not be so pressed by the fact that we needed to complete it before the intensely hot period of the presidential election. But the flip side of that is that now that our report is done and our recommendations are there for all to see, perhaps that will be one of the things that the electorate will consider in determining who to vote for.
Richard Benveniste is a member of the 9/11 Commission. He spoke to us from Washington, D.C. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.